And now we take you to a live interview with Arnold Schwarzenegger's mistress and baby mama, Mildred Baina.
Hello, Mildred.
Hola.
Oh, no. Where are you? How are you?
My name is Mildred Baina. Oh, excuse me. I should call that Mildred Baño. Well, turn that music off. I'm offended by that.
You're offended by that?
Ah, see.
There's some echo on your voice. Are you in some sort of recording studio?
I'm in the bathroom.
Oh.
I'm in the baño.
Which bathroom?
I'm in my baño, in my
in your house?
My one-bedroom home.
In Bakersfield?
In Bakersfield, California.
I heard it was actually bigger than one
Very
bedroom.
Very nice. You have a pool.
It's nice. I miss my Arnie. I miss my Arnie. He's such a good man. You know, he's so nice to me. The way he treat me, the way he mount me. I love the way he mount me. I love the way he make love to me.
You know what might soothe that emptiness in your heart?
See?
Enchiladas.
Oh, no, don't even say that. Oh, I don't feel good right now. Hold on.
Do you have a sour stomach?
I do. I eat too many enchiladas.
You look like you have a sour stomach.
And you are?
I am Mildred Baina. But I today call myself Mildred Baño.
Mildred.
Yeah.
That's like a joke.
Oh, hola.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
Bien nomás.
Ay, ¿sí, es Oscar?
Ah, sí, sí, sí.
Oscar, me quiero comer el show.
¿Qué?
Oh, muy bien. yes, sí, jefe.
What I wanted to add, first of all, I think you have something on your face. Were you shaving?
Oh, no, that's a little piece of vomit.
Oh, no. Unfortunate.
We'll get that.
No,
out
of the way. No, no.
That's okay. It's okay. He's so recycling.
Wanted to ask you. There's been many criticisms about.
You want to ask me about my vagina, right?
Yes. No, not
necessarily
about your vagina.
My vagina.
The criticisms come from the mass media that.
The mass media can kiss my ass.
That Arnold might have picked a prettier woman. And I know that probably hurts
your
feelings.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
A prettier woman to cheat on his wife.
I am a beautiful, lovely woman. I have sex appeal. I have sex appeal when I do the laundry. I have sex appeal when I clean the house. I have sex appeal when I do laundry. And I make Arnold's appointments.
Now, you also have sex appeal when you 15 years ago dress up as a pirate.
I was a pirate.
Now, I do have a question.
Yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
There is one thing that I found notable about your sex appeal.
Yes.
Yeah, shoot.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Did Arnold focus on breast play?
Yes.
Because there's a lot to do there.
Yes.
Yeah. What he liked to do
is... I mean, you'd have to divide it into sectors.
He liked to take my top off.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he liked
Was
to,
that easy for him or difficult?
Slower.
It was hard because he's so tight.
Yeah, was it...
All my clothes are tight.
I can see that.
Really?
I'm too fat. I'm too fat and I don't feel well.
Mildred.
Very courageous.
You see?
Mildred.
Even in your...
Mildred Baina.
Hey, do you want to show us your Mildred piercing?
Even in your younger
years. Exclusivamente.
As a younger woman.
See, as a younger woman.
Maybe, I would say, 40 years old.
Uh-huh.
Did you always have those broad shoulders?
I did.
Oh, hey now.
Hey, and you know those broad shoulders? Can I tell you about those broad shoulders?
Yes, please.
Those broad shoulders have been carrying the weight of the world on them.
Because
I've been keeping this baby a secret. And you look at the baby, it looks just like Arnold.
Especially around the mouth.
Around the mouth and the separation in the teeth and the lantern jaw.
Your child has some really strong masculine features. Much like your... The father of his child and yourself.
Yeah, I think Arnold likes strong women.
Yeah.
He liked these strong women. And he treat me so well. He said, you keep it, this a secret. I take care of you. Uh-huh. And I take care of my boy. And he called him my boy. Yeah. My Arnold. It's so sad the way everything has happened. Now I'm all over the papers. It's not right.
Can we get back to you?
It's no right.
I understand.
It's not right.
You have those broad shoulders, but I'm looking on the video feed. You also have magnificent hips.
Muchas gracias.
I imagine the delivery.
Muchas gracias, amigo.
The delivery of the child must have been easy.
Oh, yes.
Can you describe your time in the delivery room?
Easy. It was kind of like...
just
baby's here.
Not just like that.
Yeah, he came out. I didn't even know. I was having I was drinking a fresca, and I was sitting here.
El fresca?
I was sitting in Arnold's pantry, where I have a little wooden stool.
So you sit in the closet?
Well, I have a stool I sit on when I go down and I alphabetize the raisins.
He has enough raisins that you have to alphabetize them? What varieties?
Dole, Sunmaid.
I see, by brand.
Harris Teeter, Wegmans. See?
Mildred, can you deny or confirm there are reports that you found out that Arnold was the father of your child when you delivered and the baby actually snapped its own umbilical cord?
That's a joke. I like that. That's funny.
I stole that.
Because the baby was so strong. The baby came out like Bam Bam.
The baby, really?
Yeah, the baby was born, and as soon as the baby come out, it was incredible. I look at the baby, and the baby had instead of afterbirth, he had all that chrome on him, like in the Terminator movies.
Well, did the baby melt and come back?
The baby did. It was amazing. But I was in, I had the baby very quickly.
Yes.
And then when I had the baby, I had to tell Arnie. And I say, Arnie.
Who?
Arnie.
Is that your name for him?
He's my Arnie.
Really?
And I look him in the eye and I said, this is why, Arnie, we should have done it that other way.
Oh, that way.
That other way.
Yeah. How did the governor feel about that?
He did not want to go there.
Really?
He did not want to take me in that bad way.
I heard it was his favorite body part.
It was his favorite body part, but he does not want to put it in there.
Wouldn't that be an oxymoron, though, Mildred? You're the housekeeper.
You're calling me a moron?
No, oxymoron.
Como se oxymoron?
You're a
contradiction.
A contradiction.
See?
You're the housekeeper. You're supposed to keep things clean.
Right.
So if you went in that way,
it's
kind of messy.
I guess we'd have a little keeping it dirty.
Listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
New card. What do you think?
Whoa. Very nice. Look at that.
Picked them up from the printers yesterday.
Good coloring.
That's bone. And the lettering is something called Cillian Braille.
It's very cool, Bateman, but that's nothing. Look at this.
That is really nice.
Eggshell with Romalian type. What do you think?
Nice. Jesus. That is really super. How'd a nitwit like you get so tasteful?
I can't believe that Bryce prefers Van Patten's card to mine.
But wait. You ain't seen nothing yet. Raised lettering. Pale nimbus. White.
Impressive. Very nice. Look at that subtle off-white coloring. The tasteful thickness of it. Oh my god. It even has a watermark.
Something wrong? Patrick? You're sweating.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
That really gives the song a big boost. Anyway. Just a little Patrick Bateman.
Thank you for that.
I was right up there with Uncle Cartoon as far as characters to do on a show. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, Thursday, May 19, 2011. We're enjoyed in 148 countries around the world, and we are over 6.5 million downloads, still growing every day. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint.com.
How about that?
Cillian Braille.
Did you have any idea?
Of course, Mike. There are no accidents.
Did you match the vignette that you had with the,
yes,
with the sponsor?
I did.
You really did that? No, you didn't. You got lucky. You got real lucky.
I wouldn't even call it real lucky. You know what it is? It's happy coincidence.
Very good.
They make business cards.
All right, our show brought to you by Vistaprint.com for business cards and every print job your business needs. I wonder if they can get me raised lettering. I wonder if they can get it with Cillian Braille.
Pale Would you
Nimbus.
Like a watermark?
Jeez. A nitwit like you get so tasteful.
Tasteful thickness.
Note cards, announcements, invitations, labels, notepads, stickies.
Everything.
Candy, stickers. Anyway, the list goes on. Even rubber stamps.
And liquor.
That's right. Every day after this show's done, we go around, we take a little survey to make sure we can rubber stamp the show. Personalize your business. Give me a little more gain, Rob.
You bet.
With Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint.com. But please go through the link on our website. Mm-hmm. We would appreciate that. Well, hail, hail. The show's started, and here we are.
Yes.
Very exciting to be with you again today. Now, I said I get confused at this stage of
the game when I look at my little postie
do you
that
really?
I have. And You're then sticking. I ask you, I did I put on the website Jabrilliance? Did I put it on
you
there?
You did.
You did.
Did you?
So are you prepared? Are you prepared for Jabrilliance?
Yes.
I'd like to see that if we can do that today. Also want to talk about The Good Wife, which was the season finale this week.
I haven't watched last night's yet, but I love the show.
Oh, I might have to spoil it for you.
Oh, I love the fact that there is a major television show based on Carrie Spiewak.
It's amazing. It is. Yes. The Good Wife. What's the name of the lead character? Her character's name? Do you know?
I have to think about it for a second.
Okay.
It's
thank
wife.
You. The big
she
weekend
dies.
Plans, yeah. Oscars Zoom whitening, and Oscars limited knowledge of pop culture history. And then Lucy's Time in My House is winding down.
Now, when you mention Oscars limited knowledge of pop.
Do you like Lucy?
I love Lucy.
Yes. I do too.
But she's not happy when you're around.
You can have her.
She's not happy when I'm around?
Yes.
Really?
Because you're not nice to her.
How am I not nice to her?
I mean, I'm just calling a spade a spade.
How am I not nice to her?
Hey. Mike was not around when she chewed the vacuum cleaner cord in half.
No, I will say that when there is love in the home and there's a mutual, I guess,
masturbation.
Care,
that's not right.
An animal knows.
Yes,
and
it's true. They have
since
a sense.
It's gone south with you in the last 3 weeks, I'm
it
sure,
has.
And as
I'm
an
sure
example,
that animal's probably not happy here.
The last time you saw me with Lucy, did you see the way she respected me and dealt with me?
Mm-hmm.
Kind, soft.
Yeah, she actually, Rob said, sit, and she, and then lie down, and Lucy rolled on her back.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then after that, got up and actually went to the pantry and got the peanut butter.
That's right. Which, as always, was empty because I've been coming here
so
for a year.
So it's not
and
a slight towards you.
Right.
But it's probably better for
I don't care if that dog doesn't like me. I don't like that dog anymore.
But
that dog is a total spaz.
You loved that dog at
I
one
loved
point.
That dog because the dog was mellow and sweet. And then the dog turned into a maniac, and the dog is destructive.
What did I
as
tell you?
All Labradors are. There, send me the letters. All labs suck. I've never seen a lab that wasn't a psychopath.
What about Reddy?
Who's Reddy?
My mom's dog. And what about...
Oh, your mom's dog was a lab?
What about Labradoodles? Yes.
You know, there are too many labs.
What
I'm
about...
Gonna,
what
I
about,
want to take that
what
back.
What about
I'm
my
get in
dead
trouble.
Dog, Biscayne?
Was your Biscayne dog a Labrador?
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
yes.
They're over...
Black lab.
And remember...
Gee, overbreeding much?
And remember, Otis is in heaven now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good boy. Otis up a stairs and take a poop in heaven with Johnny Constantino.
They are, you know, maybe there is a breeding issue, but they are a beautiful dog.
They spaz out. They are pretty.
And you
they
know
are
what?
Pretty dogs.
They have to be about 2 years old before they finally calm down.
Yeah,
but then
they
you
do.
Get 10 good years out of them.
I know.
So loyal.
What a shame I won't see that.
My lab destroyed... what was probably my parents' prize possession at the time, an
older
Italian
brother?
Leather couch.
Oh, no.
Destroyed it?
Destroyed actually the what would be the love seat, the actual three-seater, and the chair.
Oh.
All in one day.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
As a puppy.
How?
Wow.
Chewing?
Just chewing and scratching
chew,
and tearing things open.
Tear, yes. Chew, tear, chew.
It's a shame your parents digging. Weren't
useless.
More careful.
Useless, useless, useless.
No, but that's how I learned.
Let me just say, I love dogs, but all dogs are useless. Domesticated animals are useless.
Not service dogs.
Large.
And Mike, it's not too late. And it's not too late that you might need to look into this. Yeah.
Larger dogs just cause more destruction, so that draws more attention.
I know, but it's just
when does
maddening.
She go? Let's talk about it now. When does she leave?
When does she leave?
Yes.
Probably 2 weeks.
Wow.
A week and a half, 2 weeks. Yay, I'll applaud that. Yeah.
Why are we clapping?
Because she's going to be Lucy's
happy. Because leaving.
That long, eh?
Back at her old home.
Yes, but she'll miss you and I.
Is that where she's
if
going?
If I had a yard with a fence where I could let her out all day,
run
let her root around out
and,
there, you know,
yeah.
And eat her own feces.
You know,
I don't care.
You dig an electric fence.
I'm not taking an electric fence for 2 weeks when I've got a couple of midget dogs that don't bother me and literally are so sedentary. Beluga you could put in the middle of the room all day long. 15
right,
hours.
Right.
Come back home.
Well, he's like,
he poops, he pees, and then he sleeps.
I don't know. That's really a well-trained dog. His best trick is stay.
You know what? Hey,
Beluga's,
Mark, bring my dogs in here for a second.
Sure.
We don't do this very often.
Then
can we
bring my dog in? Yeah,
but leave Lucy in her crate.
Okay.
That's good.
Beluga.
The electric crate.
She's crated during the show so as not to cause destruction. I take her
AKA
out of the crate as soon as
morning.
As soon as the dog. She is not in
she's
jail.
In there weeping, Mike.
She's happy in there.
Sure.
She's happy.
Yeah. She's just
when
like,
you let her out, she chews the cord of the vacuum cleaner.
Well, she's acting
in
out.
In half.
Yeah, you know what? He's right. She's acting out.
And she's acting out. Well, screw her. I don't care. I don't care what the reasons are. I don't care what her psyche is. I don't care anything about it. I care about when the date is that she is gone.
Two weeks. You can say what you will about Labradors.
And I love that dog. I love that dog more than any other dog, but that dog broke.
Do you know what Labradors do, Mike? They live to please you.
Oh, bull.
No, that's true.
They don't please me when she sends her spaz paw up into my cornea. That's not pleasing me.
What you need to do is, that is again acting out.
But will she go to the movies with you?
No. Of course
not. Will she call during the show and swear?
Oh, wow. Carla, that was Oscar again.
And Rob.
Oscar's provoking you. Oscar and Robert provoking you. On purpose.
Here we go.
Come here, Frankie.
Jump in the huts here.
Here they come.
Come here. Oh, hello.
Where's
Beluga? Here's my number one.
Yeah, shake.
Here's my number one. Yes.
Hey, look who's here. God's mistake.
Shakes the dog.
This is my number one guy.
Are
this
we broadcasting?
This is my number one guy. Hello. Hey, Beluga.
Is there food
Hey, Bubba. Bubba, come here. Come on up. Hold on.
Yeah,
here, hold Frankie for a second. I'll get Bubba.
Just woke up from a nap.
Yeah. There you go. Go ahead, Beluga. Oscar. Oh, thank you. Hold the chihuahua and emphasize another stereotype.
Come here, Bubba. Hi, buddy. Now, look.
God, I didn't know that dog could move.
Now, this dog is a love right here.
Beluga's up on Mike's chest.
When Beluga is up like that, which end of the dog do you mic?
Beluga is a
You talk right into the mic. Just like that.
You are just such a good boy. You are a good boy. You're no trouble, are you? You want to lie down? Wait, no, don't run. Don't run. Hold on. Right here. I'm going to put you right here.
Well, this is awkward.
There you go. All right. There we go.
Why don't you take the other one as well?
Okay, come here, Frankie.
There you go.
Put that big paw. Under here.
I don't know how to give a dog to another man.
God, I would hate to see you hold a baby.
Here we go. All right. There we go.
How does it do? It's all legs and arms.
All right, now they're sitting here and they're chilling
out. There you go.
Beluga is Carla's dog, so Beluga's nervous right now.
Okay.
Frankie's kind of cool.
How can you tell?
They're just hanging there, and look at this.
It looks like you have James Coco on your
left. Are they on camera, Mark? Oh, do we have them on camera? There they are, these cute little guys.
Look at these guys.
And they're just no fuss, no muss. They're just fun.
Well, sometimes Frankie's a must.
Yeah, Frankie can be a pain with it, but that's what Chihuahuas do. But you know, it's smaller than a Tootsie Roll.
But Mike, you know that's
Beluga what?
Dying?
Is Beluga dying? What a horrible thing.
Well, aren't we all?
Look at is it a her or a he? I don't know.
It's a him.
Okay, is he? Look at him.
He's old.
I don't know what's happening.
He's not that old.
He's got a little.
Isn't he like only six?
He's got, huh?
It's like six.
That's old for a pug.
No, pugs live forever.
No, he's
Small dogs live for like 30
years. He's been around for a while.
He's eight. He doesn't.
I would want to say, I'm just saying he looks like he's really tired.
Hi, boys.
Does he really look tired?
Yes.
How you doing, boys?
Maybe you need to put him on weight night.
He's always tired. You stop picking on Beluga. You stop it. Hold it. Turn Mark's microphone on.
Okay, now this is you that wants this.
All right, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the average age of a pug is 12 to 14 years
old. Oh, wow. Yeah.
See, he's still in the first half of his life.
But you'll notice he's
got... His early 30s.
He's got the gray. He's got the
just
gray.
A touch.
Well, I mean, I've got a touch of gray. Doesn't mean I'm dying.
Has he always been this... lethargic,
sedentary.
Yeah, he's been docile like this for a long time.
That's the nature of the breed.
There's something I love about it. Look, they sit here, they're chilling out. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, he's a little stressed. That's why he's yawning.
Fourth yawn.
Because it's not because Carla's here. If Carla was here, you'd be a happy boy.
Well, let me do
you'd
this.
Be a happy
let
boy
me do this. Let
bird.
Me do this.
Yeah.
This is an experiment in nature.
Okay.
Carla's here. Carla's here. Nothing.
Yeah, his friend is Bailey. The pug is a Bailey.
Oh my God.
Watch this. PetSmart? You want to go to PetSmart? You want to go see Bailey and Joey?
Room drive?
Yeah. See, what Beluga's thinking right now is, but the podcast has only been on for 20 minutes. He's not going to stop the podcast.
They don't care. They love you. They love you.
Yeah. They're very sweet.
Yeah, they do.
They're very sweet. It's not love as much as I think it's just relaxation.
They have not moved since you
number five.
Put them on your lap.
They seem to be, and I'm not kind of forcing them. Normally, Beluga will be getting down.
Yeah.
You'll notice Beluga will not go into a reclining position, though, and he wants to get to.
He's going to lay.
Wow.
Just went into a reclining position.
Mike, that was
I'm
just
really
to prove
surprised.
You a liar.
You know what? He proved me a liar, but that's a good proving me a liar.
I'm sorry, Beluga. I take everything back.
Either that or that's the next step to the cold clamp death of.
What you want to swallow the saliva in the back of your throat and try that one again?
The cold clamping grip of death is what I was trying to say. But I got so excited at the thought that he might pass away, I couldn't get it out.
He's doing fine. Oh, look
and then
him.
Oscar said, "Is he dying?"
We'll make you comfortable. There you go. They're just
you think,
cute
good you think Frankie is like Prince Harry and he hopes something bad happens to his friend and
no.
his brother?
No. They don't really interact that much, but Frankie has had an interesting relationship with Lucy. I think Frankie's gotten his fill of Lucy because Lucy is so spastic and chases Frankie like relentlessly around the room. Frankie seems to enjoy it, but then will bite Lucy in the cheek, causing Lucy to go, yay, yay, like that. And then,
well, he's being the alpha
but
dog.
But last night with Frankie, we discovered that Frankie, we have a theory. You never know what really bothers dogs when they, when they act differently. Mark said yesterday when he came here to the house that Frankie ran to him.
Right.
And he thought Frankie had to go outside and go to the bathroom. And he did pee outside. Mark actually took him out. But, Mark, I think what he's freaked out about is thunderstorms. I think And we've just discovered
and bad weather.
Not like total, like, you know, freak outs, but just a little
dogs
mellow
can,
freak
they
out.
Can tell when a thunderstorm is coming because of the shift in pressure.
Barometric pressure.
Yeah. They're sensitive
a lot of animals,
it.
Cats as well.
Did you put Xanax in their breakfast?
No, this is them.
I've never seen them like this before.
This is mellow. They're
really
mellow.
It's like you've been feeding them Benadryl and you got a water dish full of Red Bull for Lucy.
They're very mellow dogs.
Look at them.
They're
now,
very, very
what is Frankie licking? Is it the couch or you?
It's probably the couch.
Nice.
It's probably the couch.
Well, he's cleaning his palate.
He likes to lick, doesn't he? Yes.
All right. Wow. Yeah. We stand corrected.
Well
I think,
behaved.
Rob.
Well
let's
behaved.
Get to. Let's
I admit nothing.
There goes Frankie. Okay. Go ahead, Beluga.
Bye,
boys.
Later.
Take care. See you later.
That's the first time they've done what you've expected them to do.
They really
mellow.
Performed
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Really the animals good. Did, but Lucy's
well
okay.
Behaved.
And Lucy, make no mistake. Lucy is a sweet dog. Don't get me wrong.
Maybe Mike the sweetest.
When I come home and you know, and Daisy looks at me and says, "Look at the cord," and we have a cord severed from the Labrador.
And you're sure that it's
during
the
time she's been here,
right?
Which is about an hour and a half.
Snapped it in two.
It's ridiculous.
Are you sure it was the lab?
Of course it was Lupe. Of course it was.
Could have been. I mean, and we know it happened today.
Her name is not Lupe.
It's Daisy.
Thank you.
Consuela?
No.
Daisy. That's not, you know, no. you should go out and apologize.
Her name is Mildred, but we
you
call
should
her
go
Daisy.
Out and apologize
wasn't that her nickname?
Right now.
I believe so.
Yes.
What's that?
Mildred's nickname was Daisy.
No, it was not.
Let's go with that, though.
Stop that behavior. It's going to be one of those days. Why is it always Thursday?
They're misbehaving.
Why is it Thursday that Tweedledee and Tweedledummer decide that they're gonna
because
gang up
Mike,
on me?
Because, Mike, I'm dazzled by his teeth.
Let's
You're dazzled
misbehave.
By his teeth. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to Oscar about his Zoom whitening. And then after we get that out of the way, it'll be a brief segment of Jabrilliance.
All right.
America's new comedy feature. When we come up, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show as you enjoy a little Billy Joel.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. Ah, sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue.
Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by who? I don't know. I don't have it out yet. Well, get it out, silly. Don't be stupid. You're stupid. No, you're not. Shut up. You fool. He was so Polish. Brought to you by My Vacation Experts, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money and time. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go. How about the hell? No, I'm sorry. Where you'd like to go, and they'll tell dozens of travel professionals who then compete for your business.
How cool is that?
Let My Vacation Experts do the research. Let My Vacation Experts do the research.
The research.
Just click there at it, MikeO'MaraShow.com. Welcome back. So you, I notice I scour your Facebook pages, gentlemen. Occasionally I'll see a little note that somebody left, and you had a Zoom whitening that went a little wrong.
Yeah, and if you're not aware of the
Mr. Metrosexual
of the process,
it's so great because with his complexion, his teeth really snap.
It's elective, an elective dental procedure, and I have had last time I had it done. If I'm not mistaken, was by our wonderful friend and beautiful dentist, Dr. Hidalgo, who is a sponsor of the show.
God,
when we were on WJFK,
she was so pretty.
I hear that,
and just I mean the idea of her. Being hot and being a dentist.
And leaning over your chair.
Was she better looking than Dr. Erickson?
Yeah, much. They're trying to get me back in for a cleaning. I can't do it.
Every time I go there, they say, you know, we really need to see Mike.
No, they don't.
Every time.
So I don't really enjoy going to the dentist, but I don't dread it. It's something that everybody...
Okay I'm getting... As I get older, I'm getting to dread it.
So, no, and I think that's something that happens with time because procedures get a little more invasive, the pain gets a little stronger, whatever you want, whichever way you want to look at it, that's what usually happens. I had set up this appointment about a month ago, and It's a process where basically they take a laser and they put some gunk on your teeth and they basically try to bleach your teeth at a rapid pace. You could probably achieve this type of white, whitening hue, if you will.
I will.
Thank you. For the same process if you got the trays made and mm-hmm. used the gel.
It's all peroxide amplified by light.
And
is that how it is? Mm-hmm.
What they tell you when you walk into the dentist is there may be some slight sensitivity when this is done.
It can burn a little.
And I had it. And I had it done 3 years ago. So at that point, I really didn't have that bad of an experience. Mm-hmm. This time was probably the worst in my life when
Red,
I felt...
Just like a fire truck.
As soon as I walked out of the dentist, the dentist's office, I felt like someone was taking a jewelry hammer and playing what was a xylophone made out of my teeth.
And that makes me feel pain.
Maybe it clashed with the Botox. I don't know.
The last time I had Botox was eight months ago.
It's been a while. Just thought it might be a chemical reaction.
By the way, you're probably redo for some more.
Oh, I probably am. Who knows?
What could go wrong?
But regardless of that, the pain did not subside until probably 5 a.m. this morning.
Well, did you ask the Sawbones for like some Percocet or anything?
I had some.
Of course you did.
So I took a couple hydrocodone, and I never take a couple.
Now that's Percocet?
I thought that was Vicodin.
That's Vicodin.
Then you're not playing games.
No.
No, you're in it to win it.
And even worse, I actually had a dinner date last night.
Oh
yes!
Oh, you can do. You got to do the sound.
Mm. Did you order soft, easy to chew foods?
No, I canceled the date.
This is always by degree. Wow. Certain people have this a little bit more sensitive. Certain people don't. You know, and you obviously are real sensitive.
Well, I wasn't sensitive the first time around. That's why the second time around was so tough.
Well, that's because they're probably burning the enamel off your teeth.
I think that probably has something to do with it.
So, regardless of what I got into, I should have known better. And what I had to do, which was pretty awkward all around, because one, there's nothing masculine about saying that you're getting Zoom whitening and you can't make your date that night. And there's also nothing really right about explaining to the young lady that this, which would have been your first date, that you would like to reschedule, but you can't really do anything till next week because you're booked.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Oh, you dick. Was this a young lady who was perhaps a catch? Was this somebody who you were looking forward to seeing?
Yes.
Let me ask
you. Was this a new person?
Yes.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Yes.
Where's Oscar for 200?
I wanted to know what was the restaurant you were headed to, or what at least what genre?
It was a restaurant in Bethesda. It was a seafood restaurant.
Where he takes all his women.
I just couldn't.
Long John Silver's.
I just couldn't.
He likes the smell of fish.
I couldn't hold a conversation.
Yeah. Oh.
That's how painful.
It hurt to talk.
You look like you're still affected.
There's a little bit of it.
Well, God, there's a blessing in it.
If I get like,
what would happen if you drank like a big ice water?
I couldn't have a conversation with you.
Really?
The pain.
Oscar, I ordered you an Italian
ice. What I wrote to the young lady is I said, look, I really would like our first date to be a good date. And there's no way this is going to happen with the witchcraft that's been put on my teeth.
Now, where did you do this?
The hoodoo.
You did this at your regular dentist?
Yes.
And they inflicted that kind of pain on you?
Yes.
And now the Zoom whitening is like, whitening is normally a process supposed to take a long time.
Yes.
But this is when they do it turbo
fast.
Fast
forward.
And they put the heat on your mouth and you kind of sit there like
that. And you
that.
Feel the throbbing pain from time to time while you're doing the process.
Do you get a tray pressed on your teeth?
You get a tray as well. I have a tray so if I want to go lighter, I can go lighter.
Oh, okay.
But
let me see the choppers.
You know, Mike, my experience has always been the whiter, the better.
It's as good.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for sharing.
It's as natural as possible without looking like, an episode of Friends.
Right, exactly.
When Ross went in, and if you're a friend.
Dr. Dana, you know, I got my choppers here, and I got in the whitening, and I got bonding here and there, and I got, some work done. I'd like to just chuck the whole thing and get them porcelain veneers.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Where you never had to think about it again.
You look like a movie star as well.
Now, you laugh at that. Why do you laugh at that?
Well, that's fine if you need it, but I think your teeth look fine.
I think you'd look good, Ed McMahon.
But even though I got healthy teeth,
right?
Your Doc Erickson boys wants to. He pitches me for that every time I go.
Well, it's also
he's a businessman.
Yeah, that's also right.
A business.
That's a lot of money.
Dr. Gold.
But when you see one of those smiles and they're done right, they look like sex.
Hey, you ought to call Erickson, see if he wants to sell that and give me those for free. I'd probably get those done.
You look 10 years younger.
That's painful, though, isn't
it? Teeth actually They're one of the tall tale signs of age.
Really?
Yes. And if that's
maybe
why,
this is a 51. This is the time to
this
do
is,
it.
This is
the,
why.
But the veneers, don't they have to grind down the real teeth?
Yes,
the
to process, a certain extent. Not the same way they used to, right?
It isn't sexy, but it is a process. It is a procedure.
But it's not the same way it used to be.
No, not the same.
And I'll tell you something. If I get that done, I'm getting piano keys.
And you're gonna look amazing.
I want flat matte white.
It'll be excellent.
Call Dr. Erickson, see if he wants to get some promotion.
And then
he's got to spend a little money as well. I got to put too much money in that guy's pocket to do that.
I can see you getting those piano keys.
He doesn't need any business, though, does he?
He's pretty well booked up.
I think he's only open 3 days a week now.
But does really?
Does
he want?
We got to find another dentist.
Does he
do
want
it.
The prestige?
Would you get him done?
I don't think so.
Would you
I'm
get
happy
done?
With the natural.
I'd get him done.
Would.
Can it be?
Would you get veneers done?
I would get veneers done by him because I trust him.
I'd get him by a Shanghai dentist.
I'd get one done in a mall.
Yeah, in a kiosk.
I don't care.
Of course, you're coming in and you'll say, Rob, how's it?
You can get a pillow pet and new teeth.
A what?
A pillow pet.
Yeah.
And a cell phone cover.
I'm tired of screwing around with it. I want that. I've seen enough of those makeover shows where I want the big.
And then you're going to come in and say, show. How's everything?
I swear to God, I hope that doesn't happen.
I worry about them too white. I mean, does anyone really need that unless your face is going to be on a giant motion picture screen?
Are you ruling that out, Buzz?
Yeah. Buzz, I haven't given up hope.
All right.
I'd like to have big, super white teeth. I'd love that.
Jerry!
Scary
white.
Hi
there. How are you? Oh, no. Now, don't say Ed.
Yeah, well, that was towards the end.
Did Ed have big teeth?
Not only did he have big teeth, but when you get old, your head shrinks.
So
my head is shrinking, but it's because of weight.
And you know what? You do look thin today, Dorothy.
Thank you very much. 29
Wow.
Good man.
How about that?
29 pounds.
I'm so pleased about that.
Incidentally, at the Big Duff, I'm going to be having a few beers. Uh-huh. I'm not going to be doing the food. Sorry. There's been too much success. I'm having too much fun with
this. Look
at you. So the Southern
Buffet.
Say
that 20 beers in.
Hey, shut up.
I'm just saying.
Do you have any drumsticks?
I'm looking for a thigh. White meat, please.
White me. White me. All right.
So I write the girl, and I text her, and I say, clearly, I can't even have a conversation. It's not going to work out. But I am booked up till next week.
It is tough being Oscar.
Booked up. Uh-huh. Can you believe that? Booked up till now. Well, next week is just, it's Thursday.
It's a few days away. We've got
so
the big
So it's Friday and
weekend.
Saturday, yeah. Basically. Yeah, right. And you don't want to do anything on Sunday.
Well, we have an event.
Right. Oh, yeah, we have an event.
Yeah, all weekend.
Right.
It's an all weekend event.
You are booked.
Have her down to the event.
So,
Yeah. How about that? Maybe
I don't even know if she knows what I do for a living.
Why don't you introduce her to your surrogate older brother. Your older brother.
She's one of one of the cloth of Mr. Ronick here.
Oh, she's a tribeswoman.
Yeah, she's a tribeswoman.
Really? Yes. Do you know her, Mark?
No.
Yes. Don't all Jews know each other?
He knows her.
Unless you know 24-year-old blonde Jewish girls that live in Bethesda.
Oh, I know.
Really?
Yeah, he does.
Wow. Terrific. Bethesda.
So,
upscale
Bethesda.
Bethesda.
Yes. Bethesda.
Regardless of what happened.
Her name is Tiffany Gold.
So,
Tiffany Neiman.
I write something nice, and as I expected, I got nothing back.
Oh, not even an oi?
Like, she felt it?
Well, there's nothing.
She's supposed to go out on Wednesday night.
Yes.
Nice restaurant.
Yes.
She probably was looking forward to it.
Yes. Right.
You hit it off with her when you first met her? You meet her at a bar?
I met her through a mutual friend.
Really?
Yes.
The best kind.
Oh, the rabbi.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, see, I love this part. I love living vicariously through you.
And she didn't write back.
Really?
Yeah.
Shelley didn't write back to you?
She didn't.
Well, it's really sad. I thought Rachel would write back.
You mean Susanna?
Is that her name?
Yeah. Oh, Susanna.
Won't you cry for me?
Boy, Susanna.
What the hell is that lyric, man? Oh, Susanna, why don't you cry for me?
Don't you cry for me.
Don't you cry for me.
You don't want Susanna to be sad because I'm going to Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
So I'm leaving you, Susanna.
I think so, yeah.
Well, regardless, I figured there would be no text back.
Don't you cry for me. I did Zoom whitening.
That's just...
So you haven't heard from her since?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Yeah.
She know you're the famous Oscar Santana?
I don't know.
You may hear from her still.
I really don't.
Tell her that you lost a $20 bill in your apartment.
Oh, well, I think there's a lot of factors at play here.
He's sick, isn't he?
One is I'm trying
action?
To move past it.
Yeah.
I
know it's in here somewhere.
I will say that it was pretty, and with all due respect to the gays out there.
The gays.
It's pretty homo of me to write, hey, just got Zoom whitening.
You didn't share that.
Oh, I shared that.
Oh, you shared you got Zoom wedding? Oh, my God.
Said dental work.
Susanna, run for your life.
Yeah, just yeah. should have
said to be with that kind of preening
dental work.
Pussy.
Clearly.
Plenty. I mean, anyway.
But the pain, Mike.
The pain.
Oh, the pain.
The pain.
The pain. Well, yeah.
Another one bites the dust.
You know, it just think if you'd met Susanna and perhaps hit it off, it might have clouded your judgment for the weekend. You might made a nice Fredericksburg slut.
I don't youth wasted on the young.
Look at that brown man with the white teeth.
I gotta tell you,
give me some of that.
Well, I got a freshman's bird for you. Look at that man. He's got them white teeth.
He can barely talk, but his smile, God, it's really white.
You want to go out for a wing or two or 20?
He looked, his teeth are as white as a goodies headache powder.
Yeehaw.
I wrote to her, though, and I thought it was pretty
please,
clear.
Oh, please, oh, please.
If I had thought this was going to happen, I would have rescheduled the procedure
right.
and gone on the date.
What would have been, let's create the better lie, other than the Zoom whitening, which would push women away. A better lie, let's see.
I went to the dentist.
What's that?
I just would say I went to the dentist.
Yeah, but see, that's dental gross,
surgery.
Too.
No.
I wouldn't want anybody to know that my mouth was messed
girl,
up.
If a girl wrote me anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And again,
it would gross me out.
It wouldn't just gross me out. It'd be
the
like
next time you want to put your tongue in there, you're thinking, what kind of abscesses?
Okay, that's fair.
That's
bad
fair.
Reaction to medicine.
No, it doesn't have to be anything.
All those things sound like lies.
Right.
The truth will set you free.
They are
and
lies.
Sometimes it'll get you a non-callback.
Right. What I would do.
Or text back.
I hate to do this.
What's
this
that?
Is cruel. And really, pardon me for infringing.
Without.
But I'm not. I'm just saying this.
Oh, I'm already inside your head.
Okay.
I'm on that hamster wheel with you.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
Blame it on my pops.
Yes. I did.
I did it all the time.
And I used it also when I'd go on like first dates or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's that.
I never thought about
that. It's real. It's real.
Sure.
Isn't that like too much to drop on the first date?
It's well,
my dad may be dying of cancer.
What it is?
No, no. Well, you don't need to go that far.
You don't have to lay it on that. But my father's been ill, and I had to go to the hospital.
There,
you had to.
There it is.
You're a caring person.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Oh wow.
You're a caring, sensitive guy.
I should have said, look, my dad's having a bad day from the chemo.
Right.
Well,
which I was with him.
Again, maybe too much off the top.
Irrefutable.
Yeah.
Then if she doesn't write back, she's a C. And she's got to write back.
Yeah.
She's obligated to write back. Zoom.
And
whitening.
If you do get to have a date with her, maybe you can whiten her teeth.
Yeah, and you know, otherwise, you know what? Seriously,
I got that.
You did.
You know what she does with that is if she gets that Zoom whitening email, you know, never respond back. You know, have a nice life, Mario Lopez. I'm not going to that.
Hey, I'll take that.
I'm not going down there. All right, real
that's
quick,
one successful
got time
man.
For a quick edition of Jabril. Do we have a theme for Jabril?
Jabrilliance. You know what we did?
Did I spell his name correctly
it's
online?
J-I-B-R-I-I-B.
I put
J. Jabril. It's Jabril.
I'm Jabril.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It turns out I was upset on Tuesday. He was supposed to come over and he didn't show.
Oh.
And then
he's never a no-show.
And then
did he get Zoom whitening?
All over his body. And then he didn't go to school. We were worried. We didn't hear from Miss Amina. Turns out he's okay, but he was
good.
MIA for a while.
Wow.
So we're going to speak to the mother.
God forbid she should update the the secondary parents at all that are probably concerned, Miss dropped my kid off and
we
have
need
the
to know.
Goodly neighbors that, and maybe she's getting, maybe she's taking advantage.
Yeah.
Maybe she could be a little more polite.
She could take advantage of me.
Really?
Yes.
If you can ever find your way, I know you said not on the air.
Right.
I'm still waiting for that picture.
I'll speak to Mrs. Spiewak. I think she has some
very
on
good.
File. You know what? As a matter of fact, I know this for a fact because Carrie did the pool passes this year.
That's right.
Good body?
Yes.
Really good body?
Hard to tell. Really good because I mostly see her in scrubs.
Right. How's her tuchus?
It's nice. Tight.
Really?
Nice. Yeah.
All right. Very good.
At least in my mind.
At least in his mind.
I don't want to get too detailed. Let's get back to Jabrilliance.
Oh, let's not. Anyway.
Now, as you know, for people.
Wilhelmina, what's your name?
Well, that's it. We call her Mildred.
Mildred.
No, it's Amina.
Amina.
Miss Amina.
I wonder if she would be amenable to a sexual advance from Big Bear Spiewak.
Pirates Papa of the Bear. Caramina.
That was so close, Oscar.
Damn it.
There's something about Amina.
Yes.
We'll do all movie titles right now. Whatever happened to Baby Amina?
Amina Girls.
That's where you're at.
Full Metal Amina.
Oh, that sounds hot. That sounds like an adult film.
Good. Trans Aminas. Trans Aminas 3. There you go. Buzz, come on. Jump in anytime.
I'm working on it.
The Fast.
You're over there taking your snooze. I want you to help.
The Fast and the Amina. Fast 5.
Amina Nader.
Ah, there you go.
Spider Mina.
Oh, that's a Super Mina. Batamina, all the super okay. Iron Amina.
All right. Let's play right, Jabrilliant.
Here's Jabrilliant. So where we left off was segment four, I believe, and this is me interviewing my Somalian son. Thing number three. Jabril, where is Iowa?
In the United States.
I thought we get to guess.
Oh,
on
okay.
Jabrilliant's. Come on, it's your yeah. bit for God. What is everybody taking the sleepy? But am I the only one awake today?
Well, you're the only one that eats right, Mike.
Come on, yeah, I am eating right. That's for sure. That's why I get this energy. I passed out in the car on the way home.
Well, that's good.
Till I called Carla. I was seriously on the highway falling asleep.
It.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
But I'm awake when I'm
did
here.
Did you stop off at the elementary school and hang out in the parking
no,
lot?
No. Good. What now I do is I call Carla because a phone conversation
Brilliant.
Will wake me up.
Yeah. That's good.
Especially when you're being yelled at. No, I wasn't today. Okay. No, not at all.
We're going to play. We're going to do the guessing game. It just happened too fast for me.
All right,
I didn't realize we were without a set.
First one wasn't really a guess.
Very good.
Anyway.
Pacific, please. Right. Where is Iowa? Okay, where is Iowa?
Mm-hmm.
He already said United States.
Okay.
I asked him to be specific.
Oh, okay. Specific?
Yes.
All right.
There's no chance he gets this.
All right. I'm going to say that it's out west. That's what he's going to say.
Did you say out west?
Yep.
I'll say he will say in the middle.
He'll say Middle East all if right. I have to be specific.
Let's see what he says.
This is hard.
Yes, it is.
Like, what country is it in?
Well, that would be a good start, but, like, where in the country and what's it close to?
South? Is it in the south?
Oh.
Or west?
Do you know what country it's in?
No.
Well, he's going to know when you
move
him there.
Do you know how to spell Iowa?
I thought he said the United States.
He did.
W-A.
Well, that's good. That means you could find it on a map.
Yeah.
So tell me everything you know about Iowa, then. Do you want to guess any of the things he says about Iowa?
Corn.
Mm. Corn is a good guess.
It's...
And remember, these were questions submitted by listeners.
I'm going to think he says it's in the country.
Okay.
I will say he says nothing.
Okay.
His answer will be nothing.
Mark?
I say that he's going to say it's where Mr. Rob really lives.
Okay.
Nice. Well said, Mark.
Mr. Rob likes hot dogs there.
There you go.
Actually, now, who can answer this? Why is he wrong? Because those hot dogs come from the airport in Chicago.
That's right. It's the connection. I believe we actually addressed that here.
Okay. But
that's in Illinois, right? So what can you tell me about Iowa? Oh, it continues.
I think the KCJJ show is like supposed to be there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very good.
Right. Right.
Well, I don't know. I don't study about Iowa.
But do you think Iowa's in the United States, or do you think it's in Canada or Europe? Where do you think Iowa is?
United States. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Okay, and what part of the United States?
East.
Last question. This is a good one.
Wow. None of us
Who do
got
you
it.
Like better, Rob or Carrie?
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm going to jump in here. I think he's tremendously fond of you. He wants you to be his dad. I think he's crazy about it, and he's doing something with you. You're interacting with the boy right now, and so he's having that moment. He's going to say you going away.
All right, Oscar?
Rob with two Bs.
He'll say Rob.
Thank you for spelling it right. Mark?
He's going to say equal. He likes you both the same.
Ah,
a little diplomat.
Very political.
Carrie.
Wow, we were all wrong.
All those facts.
That is so ballsy. That is so ballsy.
He does that, but that means he's got to really love Carrie compared to Rob.
All right, let's get the follow-up. I think he explains why. We all saw that coming. Jeff Farrell asks, why does Mr. Rob's face get all blotchy and red?
Wow. Because he's hot.
Okay. Like hot, sexually hot?
No, he's warm.
Okay, Mike?
I'm going to say because he gets angry. Because Rob's face does
I was
going to
say mad. Yep. He'll say mad.
All right. Let's see what he said.
Because he's mad sometimes.
Yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
All right. No, this is not part of the question, but let's pursue this. What makes Mr. Rob mad more than anything?
His living room messy.
Have you ever tried to remind them to clean the house?
Yeah.
Them.
How's that go over?
His real progeny.
Keep on doing the work and.
I'm sorry, I stepped on it. Yeah, rewind.
What?
Yeah,
and them is my actual children.
His real children.
I might have actually cut out the setup to that in an effort to make the interview move along. I don't always refer to them simply as them.
Them.
How's?
Yeah.
How's that go over?
Just keep on doing the work and watching TV.
What else makes me mad other than the messy living room? Any guesses?
Mm.
Keep in mind, this isn't real life. This is Jabril's perception of what makes me mad.
Oh, man. Not coming when the kids are called.
That's a good answer.
Robert not putting in his trundle bed.
I'll say
that does piss me off.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll say not putting away food in the kitchen.
I'll say Miss Carrie.
Okay.
Me putting my red laser. I was pointing like a laser pointer. It was like right next to Mr. Rob, and then he got really mad.
Oh, I did.
Really?
What
did.
Was he like doing? What was he doing with the laser pointer, Mr. Man? Just teasing me with it.
Trying to blind you.
And you got angry?
I got really pissed.
I'd love to see that.
He's trying to whiten Rob's teeth.
That's exactly right. Yeah. What do you say when you get mad at Jabril? Jabril?
Jabril?
God damn it. Stop it. Just stop it.
A 10-year-old was teasing you with a laser pointer.
It was a lack of respect.
Yes, it was.
Were you cocktailing at that particular moment? Play the odds.
All right. Time
Hearing
for one
Mr.
more.
Mr. Rob's stories, you sound like a great kid who is loved by the Spiewak family. That is true. What do you like and dislike most about the Spiewak family? So, what is your favorite thing about the Spiewak family? Favorite thing. Anybody?
They do a lot of stuff together.
That's a good
the
answer.
The trips.
He's discussed that.
Yeah. I'll say the food, the meals.
I was going to say the food.
Okay, yeah. So let's see if it's food.
They're all nice.
Aww.
What do you not like?
Nobody saw that coming.
About the Spiewak family. Okay, answer carefully and tell the truth. What does he not like?
Oh, I'm going to say the Klan rallies.
The hoods.
He does hate them.
I would say that. He's not there. He's not there with you enough. He doesn't get to be there.
I have another
time.
Answer.
Okay.
I think he's a pretty smart kid. He might know this concept. I think he's going to say the inappropriate touching.
The touching. He hates the touching. Actually, Mike, that was his favorite thing. Mark, any answer?
I'm going to say that you guys take too many trips.
Okay.
I will say he'll say nothing. He'll say there's nothing he doesn't
All
like
right,
about
let's,
the
let's see
UI
what he
family.
Says.
I don't like watching black and white movies.
Oh, oh
boy.
Oh, we should have guessed that.
Attaboy.
Yes. I don't either, little buddy.
Incidentally, that's not the Spiewak family.
Yeah.
That's the head of the household right
And
there.
I lost out last night because TCM was showing The Wolfman last night.
Does Carrie share your love of classic cinema?
Carrie doesn't share my love of anything.
Carrie is napping when he's watching.
Carrie successfully got me to start The Wolfman three times last night before I gave I have
good.
It on DVD, but I kept it in the DVR.
Let's see. All right. Very good.
What's your favorite knock-knock joke?
All right. Let's listen to this.
You know what? This is really not a guess. Here. Okay. Let's just go with the knock-knock
joke. We'll wrap it up with that.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Apple.
Apple who?
Fruity apple. I don't know.
He just quit. That's a good way to end it right
Fruity
there.
Apple. I don't know.
Very good
That's
stuff.
This episode of Jabrilliance. More to come. And remember, if you have a question for Jabril, send it to Jabril at jabril@mikeomarashow.com. And please follow Jabril at Twitter at jabrilliance@twitter.com.
We'll be right back after this.
Yeah. That was the theme to Jabrilliance. It took me a while to find it.
Hey, Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by our SAD t-shirts.
Hey.
Mark, can you get them in two colors now? Are we
you
doing
can.
That?
Yes.
Can you get in that gray color
we're
that you put?
Gray.
Oh, I like those.
Yes.
I like those a lot.
Very nice.
The new gray ones, you can get them. Tell the world how you feel with our black cotton SAD tees and now in gray. They're also the perfect Father's Day gift for the dad who just doesn't care. Available in the same size as people come in. I love that part. Order today. SAD t-shirts in the store with a whole lot more at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Right.
Let's open up the audio vault for today.
You open the thing.
This is Thursday. What the hell is this? The 18th of May?
Like 19th.
19th already?
No, 19th.
My
Paul Hardcastle.
God, man,
the
oh,
average
man.
Age of a Vietnam soldier, 19 years
That's
old.
That's correct.
9/19. Mike, it doesn't get any better for Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I guess we can still call him governor, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I said this somewhere. I don't remember where. I got two shows. I'm getting old. I forget which one it's on, but I said this is going to be it for the year. This will be the leg story. Lindsay Lohan, I hope you
Off
enjoyed
table,
your fame.
Right?
You are done for a while because this is going to go on. And the very latest that I hear on this is that we are going to hear not about more affairs.
Right.
Are you ready, kids?
Hold it. I want you to hold that thought because this first tape applies to what you're about to
Let's
say.
Let's listen to it.
Do you remember the book that came out some months ago called The Governator?
Yes.
It was sort of an expose. Mm-hmm. It was written by a guy named Ian Halperin, and he was on one of the classy shows last night, I think Inside Edition. And this is his thought about how this is going to play out over the next few days.
We've heard about one woman, one child. Let me tell you right now, exclusively to Inside Edition, you're going to see a plethora of other other women come out of the woodwork, because during my investigation, I interviewed at least six women who claimed they had children with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Six.
Oh, my.
Six kids.
Now, what if he's only batting Arnold, 500? That's still three more kids. Right.
So Arnold doesn't pull out. Arnold doesn't use birth control.
No.
Arnold just climbs on top, and certain guys are idiots that way.
No condom can hold him, Mike.
Wow, unbelievable.
How many children? Six?
This guy is
six
saying
with
up
other
to
women.
Six. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a whole nother Kennedy clan.
Look, I can't speak for any other guy, and trust me, it is amazing when you know you can do that and there are no repercussions.
Well,
but it's certainly not worth just that.
You know,
well, there are repercussions.
I mean, there are.
Yeah, but once again, if you're stupid enough to think there aren't any repercussions, then...
Physiological question, gentlemen. Yeah. Physiological question.
Gotcha. Sure.
We've all done it. Uh-huh. We all know what it feels like. Uh-huh. To me, I'll tell you something. It's called the Catholic method, okay?
Uh-huh. Sure. Uh-huh.
And I believe that I could write a textbook on it, and I could tell you how to do it.
Uh-huh.
Are there men that it feels so good that they don't have the self-control
that would be my guess.
To use that particular method. Did I say that?
Have to be almost touched.
I think 10 out of 10 times, I'd rather Jackson Pollock a girl than deal with that. Like, I would rather.
I totally agree.
I would rather, because then you're like, okay.
And
I never did it
any other way ever
when
I was with someone who I'd known for a short period of time.
Because there's just so much on the line there.
Yeah.
I was scared enough that I didn't bag it.
You know what?
And I sometimes didn't do that. Right. But I'll tell you, never.
I don't think I did anything except the Catholic method until Carrie and I were married.
And
she was on pills.
And you'll hear guys, look, I don't know. I'm not a
that
biologist.
That is saying that we
I'm
had premarital
doctor.
Sex.
I'm not a doctor, okay? But you'll hear people say, well, you'd always, if you do that, sometimes when you do a little bit.
There is a
I
risk.
Don't buy that. Yeah, there's a risk. I think it's minimal. I think the fact is that most guys, if you do it the right way, it's selfish. It's not giving a rat's ass.
It's either selfish or a lack of control of your facility.
Yeah, that's it. There's only two options there.
Oh, well.
It's like a drug.
Now, I was also very pleased to find out where Mildred has set up housekeeping, Mike.
Where has she set up housekeeping?
Bakersfield.
Beautiful Bakersfield,
downtown
California.
Bakersfield.
And you know what? You would think that after 13 years of keeping this kid a secret, she'd know how to keep her mouth shut.
Right.
She's a chatterbox.
Today we met the next door neighbor, Marty Steelman. She told us the local realtor couldn't help gossiping that the buyer had some help with the financing.
She said, well, we're just waiting for the money now that Arnold's buying the property for one of his staff that is retiring.
That's what the realtor said.
That's what the realtor told us.
So obviously she went to the realtor, and the realtor is rolling that out. So
We now know that Arnold came forward with this after he learned that the LA Times and TMZ had the story and were ready to go with it. That's why Arnold came forward. Okay. Yeah.
And also, this
so
is,
he would have kept that secret forever.
This is something we talked about yesterday, but it does turn out that Mildred and I.
What
just
a way to ruin your life, dude!
Yeah, dude.
What a way to ruin your life. Amazing. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I know the little head thinks for the big head, but boy, that's just amazing to me. The whole the children end of this.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Is what
pisses that's what
me
makes
off.
It so bad.
Yeah, that's
John
what
Edwards.
Makes it
well, the good thing about Mildred is that we found out now that she and her huge cow-like breast actually did pursue Arnold. Now, we don't know if she pursued him dressed as a pirate.
She loved him. She was crazy about
but
Arnold.
But they did dance. They did pose by the Christmas tree, and she did, quote, pursue him.
Yes.
Well, they say there are no secrets, and it only took a day for word on just who Arnold Schwarzenegger had that out-of-wedlock child with to bubble to the surface.
Mildred
the hell
Patricia
is this
Bainina,
guy?
Who goes by Patty, is now 50 years old, and according to TMZ, began to pursue Schwarzenegger in the late 90s, telling friends they would have unprotected sex during the day at the house where she worked, and he also lived with his wife, Maria Shriver.
Isn't it great that it was sex during the day? That makes it even worse.
So late 90s.
Yeah.
She's still a skank monster.
Oh, yeah. God. She was fat in 96.
You know, she was. I have not seen one photograph of this woman where she was not a skank.
The one that looked good was when they had the TMZ logo running through it, because I think it distorted it enough. I apologize. I said yesterday that she looked like maybe she could have been good looking. She was never good looking.
You know, she never seems to have been really hot.
This is actually horrible for all men out there, especially well-to-do men that have help in the home.
Right.
Right, Mike.
Because women, women, whether it be your nanny or a housekeeper, never want an attractive nanny or a housekeeper, because they'll feel threatened.
Right.
And maybe there's an opportunity there that maybe the husband hadn't seen before.
And isn't it kind of a guy's fantasy, too, that you have the house, you know, the French maid outfit.
Or the nanny. Right.
Yes.
The nanny.
Yeah, so, but you want her to dress like the maid in the movie Clue.
What's to say that Maria Shriver went out of her way to make sure that they hired the most unattractive help?
Yeah, frumpy. Right.
But
and it still didn't
somehow
help.
Yeah. Arnold still couldn't keep it in his pants.
You know, men are men, and babysitters, nannies, maids, anybody that comes into the house.
Women that lay down mulch.
That's right. Hey, landscapers, should happen too.
I went to, last time I was in Pittsburgh with my sister, I went over and they have the most attractive nanny I have ever seen in
nannies,
my life.
Nannies, would you say on the domestic help front, nannies probably top of the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like a 10. So attractive that I went to my sister and I said, I don't know where you found her, but probably not the best idea to have your part-time babysitter look like that.
Approximate age?
She's that hot?
She's probably 27.
Celebrity she most resembles?
The Sofia Vergara from Modern Family. Gorgeous. Oh, amazing cans.
Really?
Like, I remember I said that to her. She's like, you're being a jerk. And I said, she's very pretty and she's your part-time. They have a full-time and a part-time nanny.
Of course they do.
And I said, that's your part-time nanny. She shouldn't look like that.
Wow.
Your full-time nanny looks like a grandmother, which she should look like.
And under the nanny heading, let's not forget the au pair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From overseas.
Creme de la creme.
From Colombia. Bonjour. Yeah. Like curves for days.
She was from Colombia?
Yes.
And she had a lovely au pair.
Oh, man. Is she still their part-time babysitter?
She is. But I'll tell you, if I find out my brother-in-law is banging her, I wouldn't blame him.
Hey, get a picture.
I love my sister.
Get a picture.
Yeah.
If you please.
That'd be a little creepy, but I can do it with that.
Go ahead.
Well, Mike, as bad as things can be for Arnold, things are even worse in China.
Do you know
why?
Why?
Effective this week, they have a new curse known as exploding watermelons.
Really?
In China. In the fields.
Right.
Watermelons are exploding. No one knows why.
Because it's the end of the world as we know it.
Okay, well, we'll see. Here's let's go to the tape.
All right.
For farmer Li Mingsu, watermelons were his livelihood. He lives in China's Jiangsu province, and like many fellow farmers, he planted seeds imported from Japan.
Right.
Earlier this month, he used a growth chemical on the crop.
Oh, there you go.
The next day, he found his fruit in ruins.
I used the chemical on the 6th and found the exploded watermelons on the 7th. I found more than 80 exploded watermelons on the morning of the 7th and more than 100 in the afternoon. More and more watermelons exploded on the 8th.
Boom,
and
boom.
Don't mention the 10th. I didn't count anymore because I couldn't bear it.
And he's not alone. 20 local farmers planted the imported seeds, and 10 of them have experienced exploding watermelons. The size of the melons could cause explosions.
Konnichiwa!
So this is really creepy. Now, they don't know if it's because of the nuclear disaster in Japan. They don't know if it's the growth chemical. But you're looking at watermelons 80 a day blowing up.
Now, nuclear disaster in Japan. Do not answer with your pat answer with this.
Yes.
Did you say this is in China?
Yes, but the seeds are imported from where?
The seeds came
from nuclear
Japan.
Seeds are coming to make the watermelons explode.
I believe there was an episode like this of Gilligan's Island.
Oh, my God.
Or the Simpsons three-eyed fish.
Exactly.
I was eating seeds, and after I ate the seeds, I sound like this.
Watermelon good.
Somebody's going to lose an eye.
I've never heard of such a thing. That's wild.
Scary. It is wild.
Now, you know, the end of the world is coming up.
It is. Yeah, May 21st, we're having an end of the world party.
And to save you the effort, I downloaded one of the commercials from familyradio.com.
Oh, good.
And I don't really care so much that the world is ending. I just want to know about the guy that does the second voiceover on this commercial.
All right, this is it, because we got to get to Buzz after this.
All right, I got one quick one after this.
All right, come on.
This is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction.
Clamp it.
God's elect know the time when judgment day is coming. But the unbelievers, they don't know the time. God has commanded us to warn them
that
the sword is coming.
This is real.
The whole world has...
So, Mike, just beware. You watch your ass.
God is coming.
Sounds like that voice.
Yeah, it sounds like Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, no, Tracy Morgan they use for the voiceover.
And I close with this, Mike. This is actually a rerun, but I enjoy it so much that when a listener requests it, I bring it back.
All right.
Andrew Zimmern has had to eat a lot of weird stuff.
Okay.
Including this.
This is... This is fabulous.
Is this the first time you've eaten beaver?
This is my first beaver. Yeah. It's a big, this is a very big moment. This
dun,
is
dun, dun. Mm.
Oh. Mm, so gross. Mm. Heard that sound.
First of all, out of sight.
Mm, thank you.
But now I understand it's very, very mild. Mm-hmm. It is really, really good.
Mm, thank you. I love
I'm
it.
I'm surprised more people aren't eating beaver. It's very clean tasting. You know, a lot of the taste of the water they come from, it's almost like the flesh is muddy. This is not muddy at all.
No, it's not muddy at all, Mike.
You don't want that.
That's your magic audio ball. Thank you for shutting
That's
the thing.
Good stuff. We'll come back and get news from Buzz Burbank right after this. Welcome back to MichaelBarraShow.com. Hey, Mark Ronick, the big duff, our incestuous, I'm sorry, incessant talking about it the other day. Did it result in any more last-minute entries in the big duff?
Jason said there were. I don't know that we're sold out. I have to find out from him today.
All right, we'll get a report tomorrow as we get ready for the big duff coming up this weekend.
Party.
Looking forward to it. Too late if you want to join it. Too late.
Too late to see me and Mike in a golf cart.
There you go. And I'm incidentally, I'm going with a different outfit this year. Last year was traditional golf for me. This year, super cash Bill Murray.
Really?
That's what I'm going for.
Plaids?
Yeah, we're going to have some fun.
I like it.
Absolutely. Buzz Burbank, it's time for the news. Take it away and lay it on us, please.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Ticket Liquidator. Whether you want to see the NBA Finals or summer's biggest concerts, Ticket Liquidator's the place to go for the best prices, great service, and a 125% money-back guarantee. And now through May 25th, you can get 10% off on purchases of $150 or more. More tickets, better service, lower prices, Ticket Liquidator. Click their ad on our website. The head of the International Monetary Fund has resigned over those rape charges. 62-year-old Dominique Strauss-Kahn is accused of forcing himself on a maid at the Sofitel Hotel in New York.
Dominique was a rapist in her room.
Doesn't he look every day of 70? I thought he'd be older than 62.
Yeah, he looks old and he looks nasty and he looks like he's ready to, you know, hang himself from a tree.
I still picture him coming out of that shower. Yee,
well, the thing is I don't believe he was really showering.
You think he was just laying in wait?
He's French, after all.
Yeah, that's right. Poutinki.
He's charged with sexual assault and sodomy of both legal definitions. He denies the charges.
Sodomy.
And says he loves his wife and family more than anything. He is currently on suicide watch at Rikers Island.
Oh, sodomy.
A lot of people think he's guilty. So do my friends.
Mm-hmm. The International Monetary Fund is an organization aimed at helping struggling countries and stabilizing the world economy. The U.S. is the IMF's biggest and most influential member. Strauss-Kahn is a prominent politician from France and up until this week was considered the front runner in that country's upcoming presidential election.
He was helping a struggling maid.
You know what the head of the IMF would like to say to these charges? AMF.
Hey, waddle-doodle.
President Obama is the front runner in this country's next presidential election, but only because there isn't a more popular option. A survey from Boston University shows that 43% of likely voters think Obama should be reelected, but that 48% of us would prefer someone else. In the meantime, he holds a 3-point lead over Republican Mitt Romney, and he holds a much longer lead over other GOP challengers. 46% of us think that Obama will be reelected. Overall, people are generally split on the job he's doing, but they are united about their feelings on Congress.
We are a country of idiots, and this poll demonstrates that. 46 say they'd elect him, but 48% say they really don't want him. But
did you hear?
We're just morons. No. We care about our CGI. We care about going to see Thor and laughing at the ice pirates
but
or whatever.
Did you hear what President Obama actually had to say about?
What did
poll?
He say about?
I have
it.
Tape of it. Hold on.
Okay, let's listen.
Hold your breath. Make a wish.
So
now count to three.
Thank you.
Come with me.
All right, bro. That's not funny.
In a world of pure magic.
It really isn't
funny. It's Lou Rawls.
Overall, people are generally split on the job he's doing, but they are united in their feelings on Congress. 72% of us disapprove of those guys. The Obama campaign is feeling pretty good about itself now that Donald Trump and the birther issue are pretty much history. The campaign's new T-shirts feature a picture of the president with the caption,
made in the USA.
Oh, that's great. Now I'm going to vote for him.
Another crazy day in the skies yesterday. Two commuter jets nearly collided at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport.
Great hot dogs.
Possibly because of confusion over the approach of the plane carrying Vice President Joe Biden. The commuter planes came within 300 feet of each other.
Wow.
Air Force One even experienced a minor event, landing at the airport in Hartford, Connecticut yesterday.
Bradley.
Controllers, right. Controllers say the pilot missed his approach. The pilot says he just didn't like the weather conditions he saw. Either way, it was another fly around similar to what the First Lady experienced a couple of weeks ago.
Is Biden still flying his own plane?
Yes. That's yeah. actually what happened.
He's got the piano keys.
Oh, God. My, he's got the.
That's why you don't want to do that.
He's got the Da Vinci's. I don't want him that white. I'd want him to be.
It's not a matter of whiteness. It's a matter of size.
I want mine to be really like the second color in that rainbow right there.
Well, yellow?
Yeah, yellow.
Yeah. Yellow.
What are you,
yellow? You know, remember, it's not the whiteness that you need to worry about. It's the size. Stay this side of Chiclet.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Amen.
As one perv discovered recently, the great thing about the Wi-Fi at Starbucks is you can use it to send to your laptop the wireless camera you've hidden in the women's restroom. A 25-year-old California man has been arrested for violating the privacy of some 40 women using a tiny camera embedded in a fake coat hook. He's facing felony charges.
In a Starbucks?
In a Starbucks in the ladies' room, yeah.
I've always said that perverts and potheads, if they got together and used their really ingenuity
power for good
and their
and
drive,
evil.
Yeah, for good and not evil.
I would imagine if you're going to lay a hidden camera in a toilet, though, Starbucks might not be a bad place to go.
No, especially if you have a fake coat hook.
What kind of fetish is that? Look, women do what men do. They just hide it better.
That's true.
Well, why would you want to see
it's
that?
It's like you just, well, you know, when I was drilling holes in my in my wall.
Yeah, there's plenty of drill-worthy women at Starbucks.
Depends on the age of the
and yet, why do I enjoy the opening of Shameless week after week on HBO?
Yeah, that's true.
I know.
The Showtime.
Yeah.
No, no, you see, it's interesting that you do, and I'm not trying to throw you under the bus here.
I appreciate that.
I fast forward through that every time.
Really?
I do not care
for
that.
And it's already in fast motion, so it must be so fast.
I do not care for watching people go to the bathroom.
No, but Fiona, that part.
Well, the Fiona part at the end where you see, but you see the guy's buns.
Right, well, I don't care about that. Yeah,
Mike, shock jock.
That's not the part I enjoy. The part I enjoy
is... Do the guy's buns drive you bananas?
I don't like it. It's for the birds.
Finally, from the home office in Florida, 55-year-old William Hendricks was staying at a house that his girlfriend owns in DeLand, Florida. And William, for whatever reason, decided to let another guy stay there in the room over the garage. And then one day recently, William discovered that that man had died and started to smell.
Oh, dear.
William was worried about what his girlfriend would think, and then he thought she won't take this news well, so he did not report this to her or to the police.
What, that he had a dead body over the garage?
Exactly, Mike. Instead,
why
besides,
bother?
Well, he was in the middle of doing some yard work, so he decided to continue that instead. Mm. And to get him by, he poured bleach over the body to mask the smell until he could finish the yard work and figure out the best way to handle this sticky situation.
This is a smart man.
What an idiot.
8 hours later, he finally called his girlfriend and the police came and arrested William for not reporting a dead body. Police say they don't suspect any foul play. Just odd judgment.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara
Show. Thank you, Buzz.
Pouring bleach.
What do we have for William Purple Haze?
That's it. We got to get out of here. Thank you all very much. This week on the bonus show,
It's
show and tell.
So excited.
We're all bringing items in and we're going to explain them. Some require no explanation.
Right.
Others do. Ooh. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint.com for business cards at every print job your business needs. Note cards, announcements, invitations, labels, notepads, stickies. Next time when we do the copy, let's list everything that
they
have.
We will.
Every single possible item they have.
There are a few things I left
off. They also
maybe a few more next time.
They have the best service.
And the list goes on. Yeah, no F.
See, I told you.
Even rubber stamps. Personalize your business with Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint.com, but please go through the link on our website. That's it. Bye, everybody. See you later.
Make a wish.
Ciao.
Thank you.